In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God has called you to a life of thankfulness. So thankful should describe you. Yes, kind, loving, compassionate, gracious, merciful, and all other good and godly Christian virtues, but also thankful. Let it be the reason that you get up each morning to carry out your work faithfully. For God has blessed you, and in your life you worship him by giving him thanks, by carrying out your work faithfully. Others should see you as a thankful person who trusts in God and hopes in his salvation. And in this way you imitate that Samaritan leper. For when he saw that he was healed, he turned back praising God with a loud voice. And he fell at his feet, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. No doubt the nine were extremely thankful for the gift of healing Jesus gave to them. They can now go back to their families, resume their daily life, hug their wives, play with their children, work in their fields, visit the temple. They were extremely thankful for what God had done. But then again, they were not thankful because they do not return to Jesus. Perhaps we must make a distinction between grateful and thankful. They were grateful for the gift that they had received, but they do not have faith in Jesus. They are healed, but they go back to their own homes, leaving Jesus behind. They are grateful because their eyes are focused on the gift and not the giver. But the Samaritan leper returns. He praises and thanks Jesus. Faith turned his grateful heart into a thankful heart that is willing to delay the seeing of his family, the visiting the temple, to return and fall at Jesus' feet in thanks. Both groups recognize that they do not deserve the gift. But being grateful focuses on the goodness of the gift, whereas being thankful focuses on the goodness of the giver. Being grateful is a feeling or a mindset that is not directed toward anyone in particular. Thankfulness is also a mindset, and yes, at times it is also a feeling, but it is always directed toward God. And so thankfulness is, and always will be, an act of worship in accordance with the first commandment. That is why the unbeliever can never be thankful, because he does not honor God as God, and so he will not give thanks to him. He walks away with the nine, grateful for a gift, but ignoring the giver. So tomorrow we have a national day of thanksgiving. And people will list relationships, family, friends, how fortunate they are that they have a kind and loving spouse, good friends, faithful neighbors, that they have meaning and purpose in their life. Most people are not consumed with wealth or with greed or materialism. They appreciate what they have, recognize that they are blessed, in their words, to be part of this country. But they are not thankful because their minds focus on the goodness of the gift, while ignoring the goodness of the giver. You see that in the sentiment of these holiday times, the expression that these times are more than just simply receiving, but these holidays are a time to give and to be a blessing to others, a time for family, friends, and relationships. They fail to see that all these things come from God. And so, like the nine, they do not return back to Jesus to thank him, but they walk away simply content with the gift. We are not to imitate them. We are to recognize the giver. Jesus' death has reconciled you to God, has opened heaven, and promised you eternal life, guaranteed you eternal life with God forever. But his death has also reconciled you back to this creation. So in Jesus, the whole world is given back to you. In Jesus, you have no dietary restrictions as the Jews have. For in Jesus, you enjoy all that this world has to offer. In Jesus, each of your vocations is given back, back as the place for you to worship and to thank God. So as the leper returned back to Jesus in repentant faith, so also turn back in repentant faith to Christ. Fall down at his feet. Put your turkey and the fixings on hold. Put your house and your home and the tasks that need to get done on hold. Yes, even put your family on hold. The turkey can wait, family can wait. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He has redeemed you with his own blood and declared you to be an heir of heaven. He has made you a ruler in this world, an heir of all things. And he has given you back what you have lost. He gives you back fatherhood and motherhood and childhood and all other vocations. For there you worship and thank and praise him for all that he has done for you. So as the leper turned back and thanked Jesus, so thankfulness flows from faith. As it is good to teach your children and loved ones and even friends and family to be thankful, so it is also good for our government to teach us to be thankful by setting aside a national day of thanksgiving. Though it is not a day that commemorates a specific event in our Lord's life, it is still a very Christian holiday. Theology touches every single aspect of our lives. So we see in tomorrow, the Thanksgiving Day, we see in that day the whole fabric of the kingdom of heaven. For from the hand of our crucified Lord comes all things, small and great, important and insignificant, common and unique. Parents are a gift given to children. Children are a gift given to parents, as well as spouses and children and good friends and good weather and peace and prosperity, along with the turkey and the pies and all the other delicacies. All gifts of God. If Christ had not died, then all of these would be a curse leading to hell, received in sin and used in sin. And so the unbeliever eats his turkey and his pie to his own condemnation, because he does not recognize the giver of the gift. Again, he has broken the first commandment. But you are redeemed by the blood of Christ. You are reconciled to God and to his creation, so you can enjoy the gifts of God as a baptized child of God. You receive all that he gives with thanksgiving, even as you receive the gifts of heaven with thanksgiving. This comes only from faith, worked by the Holy Spirit. So pray to God that he would give you a thankful heart that sees all things as a gift flowing from the pierced hands of your Savior. Whether we're talking about the eternal gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, or even the temporal gifts that we find on this earth, all flows from the cross of Christ to you. So make a concerted effort tomorrow to be thankful by praying Dr. Luther's morning and evening prayers. Both of these start off in the same way. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son. Whether the day will be spent alone or with others, we thank God. Whether the day will be filled with joy and happiness or pain and sadness, we thank God. Let us not be like others who simply thank God for the good times in life, when life goes our way. But let us thank God each and every day because he is still good to us. This is why he tested Israel in the wilderness, by withholding bread and water from them and then feeding them with manna from heaven, to teach them to live by faith, that man does not live by every word, or man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So the gift will not dominate our mind, but the goodness of the giver will. The gift is not the reason that we thank God, but God is the reason that we thank God. Give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is good. It may be a day of trials to exercise your faith, a day of lacking and scarcity to teach you to trust in his word alone. But still we give thanks. He has not failed us. His cross still stands, and you are baptized into it. His supper still stands, from which you will eat in just a moment. So let tomorrow be the start of a daily routine of giving thanks to God, built on his love. God has called you to a life of thankfulness. He has given you your vocations as the place for you to worship and to thank God. So thankfulness is not simply restricted to prayer, but your whole life is one of thankfulness. A whole life of devotion to your crucified Savior who gave you what you have. Enjoy the gifts he has given by using them properly. Enjoy all his creation, for all of it is a gift given to you in Christ. They are not our end, they are not our goal. Heaven is. But these earthly gifts do flow from our dear Father through the bloody hands of his dear Son to train us in holiness and to bestow on us joy and gladness even as we dwell on this earth. So let us give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.